Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. I'm Dan Ratcliffe. During the week, you'll get the local news for Marietta, Kennesaw, Smyrna, and all of Cobb County right here. And on Sundays, like today, you'll find the Cobb Life Sunday podcast, where we talk to newsmakers, local celebrities, and people making a difference right here in our community. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
We're joined on the Cobb Life Sunday podcast by Dr. Rob Scott. He is the president of Life University. Welcome to the podcast.
Good morning, Jeremy. Nice to be here.
Now, I do believe a lot of people see Life University over there on Cobb Parkway, and they know that you have the Christmas lights at Christmas, and they might know that you teach chiropractic studies, but past that, I don't know that the majority of people here in Cobb County know exactly what is happening at Life University.
And I totally agree with you. You know, it's interesting. I've been here 16 years, and the single biggest question I hear when we meet people in the community is, oh, I didn't know Life University did that. I think we're the best kept secret in Marietta. Having been here from 1974, most people think of us as a chiropractic college, but we are so much more than that. And when people come off of Cobb Parkway and they actually come down and explore our campus, they realize that very quickly.
Well, tell me, what else does Life University do? Because you do teach chiropractic stuff, correct?
Oh, absolutely. We are the single biggest, or the largest single campus chiropractic college in the world. And we always have been. So we have roughly about 1,700 chiropractic students on Life University's campus. And that is our flagship college. But we have two other colleges on our campus too, a College of Undergraduate and Graduate Studies and a College of Online Education. So we have roughly about 2,700, 2,800 students who are studying in amongst 19 to 20 academic degree programs at Life, from the associate's level, the bachelor's level, the master's graduate level, and then, of course, our professional flagship chiropractic program. So it's a very diverse, small community of students learning programs and disciplines related primarily to the health sciences, but we also have, you know, business degrees and information technology degrees at Life University as well.
Where are your students coming from?
We're a very global university. For a small campus, we have students from 63 countries studying at Life University right now, which is something that we're very proud of, and it brings a tremendous flavor to our small community on campus. So literally, we're a global reach as far as students are concerned.
Now, does Life University have on-campus living?
Absolutely. In fact, we've had a fairly large initiative to expand our on-campus living. Most folks who've been through the area remember the old Barclay Arms, brown row housing that was on the road on the way up to Lockheed Martin. A couple of years ago, those, for lack of a better word, had to come down because they were virtually dilapidated. But we replaced that with a brand new state-of-the-art student housing facility for undergrads with a beautiful cafeteria facility for students. So right now we have two very large student housing facilities on campus, the Life Village Retreat and the Commons, and we house roughly around 700 students in residence on Life University's campus.
And is it surprising at all to know that I did not know any of this?
No, because that's what I say. We were known as a chiropractic college. We've taken great efforts to get into the community more through outreach and with our involvement with Cobb Chamber and economic development and the other areas that we're participating in. And as we do that and we start to expand these conversations outside of just the chiropractic arena, people go, oh, I didn't know that. That's fascinating. And that is why we're here today talking to you, because we need to let folks know what a gem they have right in their backyard for people looking for undergraduate and graduate education at an affordable price.
We're joined on the podcast by the president of Life University. His name is Dr. Rob Scott. And first, I would like to address the elephant in the room. You don't have a Southern accent.
No, I don't. I'm a transplant from north of the border as a Canadian. So I say out and about, and people usually chuckle when they hear those. So
it's subtle. But it's there. So, yes. But you've been in Marietta for how long?
16 years this July. I moved here July of 2005 from Minneapolis, and I literally thought I was going to die. It was so hot and humid.
So what attracted you to the area?
Well, I mean, obviously, geographically, it's just a gorgeous area. And of course, coming from the north, the idea of being in warmer weather was appealing. But of course, it was the job at Life University that attracted me from an educational and professional perspective. I came in with the management team that was in place at that time, put in place with my predecessor, Dr. Reekman, who was the president at the time. And I've been here ever since and loving it.
When you tell people about where you live, because obviously you have friends and family up in Minneapolis and then in Canada, you said you're from Toronto?
Toronto, yes.
So when you tell them about the area, what do you tell them about Marietta and Cobb County?
Well, you know, the area is gorgeous, right? It's steeped in history. And of course, architecturally, it's beautiful. I mean, when you see things, it's like when I was in Canada, everybody, all my American relatives and friends wanted to go see Niagara Falls, which is spectacular. So I lived in Canada and very seldom went to Niagara Falls until my American family started coming up and I went 3-4 times a summer. Coming down here, things like Marietta Square, we just don't have up north. I mean, those beautiful, historical, quaint centers of communities are spectacular. Those are the things that I think are the essence of that. People are remarkably friendly, of course. And again, the history is just steeped. It's beautiful with Kennesaw Battlefield and the museums and with all the attractions that we have literally right downtown Marietta.
Now, Dr. Scott, since you have been around and you're leading the university there at Life University and you have a global student base, do you push those students to get out into the local community?
Well, we certainly try to encourage them and engage them in the community through service learning activities and various aspects. Of course, you know, students who are here from other countries, we have activities that get them out to the community just from a social perspective. But generally speaking, our students are coming here in order to study for the programs and go back to their country. So our initiatives with our internationals are, you know, expose them to our culture here in the South, but also to create opportunities for them back in the countries that they've come from. So Life University has a very large global reach, particularly on our chiropractic side with clinics in various countries and opportunities for students to go back to those countries and finish up the clinical portion of their chiropractic education. We have another really fascinating global reach going on that most people don't know about. Several years ago, we started something called the Center for Compassion, Integrity, and Secular Ethics. And from that offspring, two really fascinating projects have occurred. One we call Compassionate Integrity Training. So it's a mindfulness program that teaches people compassion for themselves, for others, and then how do you take compassion and empathy into your communities and your businesses? Because we think compassionate, empathetic organizations and systems are much more productive for people. That program right now is in 65 countries. We've had over 4,000 students take it. And right now we have an online version of it with 14,000 students currently enrolled around the globe in that. It was recently approved by UNESCO, the United Nations, and the Mahatma Gandhi Institute for Education as a partnership now to spread that program around the world to thousands of school-age and college-age children. So that's the type of reach that we have globally with our non-chiropractic academic programs.
That's not a small thing at all.
It's not a small thing. And it started here at Life University out of this center that we have. Another really fascinating project that we've talked about a little bit that people don't know we're doing is another project we call the Shalon Project. And here I'll preface it with this. The United States knows how to do several things really well. And one of them is incarcerate people. The United States incarcerates more people than any industrialized nation. And the only thing that we know that keeps people out of prison is education. So Life University, for several years now, working with the Department of Corrections here in Georgia, had established one of the only regionally accredited degree-seeking programs for incarcerated students. So we've been at Lee Arundale Women's Prison here in Georgia, providing associate degrees and bachelor's degrees to incarcerated students that provide them with the skills necessary to be successful when they leave prison. It's recently been approved by the feds to have Pell Second Chance grants, so there's funding available for it now through the federal government and the student aid that up till now has been totally supported by Life University and philanthropic efforts from people who support that initiative in the community. It's a fascinating, fascinating project that has far-reaching implications here in the U.S.
Who was behind that? Who pushed that from Life University?
Well, again, it came out of our Center for Compassion, Integrity, and Secular Ethics, right? It's you know, we kind of have a motto of lasting purpose to give, do, love, and serve out of one's own abundance, and recognizing that, you know, love, compassion, forgiveness, and reconciliation are important elements in that. Well, if you follow those principles and values, then we extend that to incarcerated people to allow them to have an opportunity to have a second chance, is what it comes from. So we had a group of students in our positive psychology, I shouldn't say students, faculty in our positive psychology program, which we have on campus. It's a graduate degree. It's also available online, that were interested in this particular area. And it was just an idea that stemmed out of that particular discipline, and it's thriving right now.
It sounds like this is, I don't want this to sound like a commercial when I say it, but it sounds like Life University is much more interested in making better people.
Totally. I think that's the goal of, it's not just better people, but if you make better people, then you have better communities. If you have better communities, you have better countries and global citizens. That's our ultimate goal. Now, Life University is interesting because we approach that through a lens that we call vitalism. So it's a very interesting perspective on all of our disciplines at the university. And you know, the best way to describe it is this, is that we understand that all living systems, whether it's the birds, the bees, the trees, the rivers, or you and I, have the ability to self-organize, self-maintain, and self-heal as long as our systems are free of interference. So we put that in the ecology concept, which is, of course, an important conversation for us today. The biggest source of interference to, you know, our globe are you and I. So if you remove interference to the globe, the ecosystems flourish. And then when you look at individuals, living systems, our bodies, Life Universities, all of our academic programs take the approach of how do you remove interference from the system so that the body can self-organize, self-maintain, and self-heal itself to its fullest potential. That's a really fascinating conversation because, of course, it involves nutrition, it involves exercise, it involves, you know, psychology, it involves chiropractic, removing interference to the nerve system. So our whole culture, our whole ethos on our campus is a very proactive one as it comes to health and ecology, and our programs all reflect that. We have programs from human ecology, culinary nutrition, dietetics, right through to chiropractic and psychology programs, all approaching health from allowing individuals to flourish.
How do you find teachers and faculty and staff? It seems like a difficult thing to go out and find the people who are subscribed to the same thoughts that you are, or are they seeking you out to be able to work there?
Well, a little bit of both. And when they come and they hear what we're about, they go, oh, yeah, I think that way. They just haven't put it in those terms, right? Now, what we don't want, or what isn't necessarily conducive to the conversation that we're having, is a perspective that's very conventional and traditional in their healthcare approaches. We're not really concerned about just diagnosing and treating high blood pressure and diabetes. There's a lot of people who do that really well, right? Our conversation is really about, you know, how do you get sick people well? How do you keep people who are otherwise healthy well? But we get excited about the conversation. How do you get people to whole new levels of health that they've never experienced before? That's really the wellness conversation for us, and that's where we're going with all of our academic programs at Life.
And then how do you measure that? How do you measure that a person is at a whole different level of health?
Well, that's a good question. Obviously, you have to use some of the conventional metrics and biomarkers in that. But when you start talking about mental flourishing, for instance, you know, there's a professor down at Emory by the name of Corey Keyes, so I'll give Dr. Keyes a shout out, who has been looking at flourishing. And if I were to use the example of the comparison between mental illness and mental health, the quantitative metrics that are used to identify those states are very, very different. So it is literally a whole new way of identifying and looking at quantifying what flourishing looks like. They understand there have been studies that have been done that realize that people who are working at states of positive mental, positive health, positive thoughts, they make less decisions at work. Doctors make less mistakes with diagnosis. People are more productive as opposed to negative, neutral, or stressed in their thought processes. So it's just it's a whole new world that most people aren't having that conversation. We are.
I find this fascinating that this is happening right down the road at Life University, right here in Cobb County.
Right. There's a lot of fascinating things there. We have the Neural Life Center, which we've had now for several years, which is a state-of-the-art functional neurology center is what we label it. But what that really means is they look at people who have severe cognitive dysfunction, either traumatic head injuries, concussions, those sorts of things, right down to individuals who just have been diagnosed with potential learning disabilities like dyslexia, et cetera. And they assess the functioning of the brain through a series of a battery of testing. And then they're able to essentially stimulate and re-stimulate areas of the brain so that the conductivity just takes different pathways. It's called neuroplasticity. And the results they're getting in that particular facility are just mind-boggling, and they're starting to publish about it and present at it. Very, very different way of looking at it. Probably the biggest recognition of this is back several years now, a very prominent hockey player, Sidney Crosby, was the MVP of the NHL, was essentially sidelined because of multiple concussions. He went through the usual routine of concussion therapies, dark rooms, medications, etc., and then ended up through his connections in the hockey world coming down to Life University and going through our battery, and he was back on the ice playing again in literally weeks. That was written about in Sports Illustrated in a very popular Canadian magazine called McLean's Magazine. And we're doing this every day right down here on Barclay Circle.
Dr. Rob Scott is the president of Life University. He joins us on the Cobb Life Sunday podcast, and we'll be right back after this.
Personal service is what sets us apart. You're not a number, but at WD Little Mortgage, they'll know you by your name. When you deal with their team, you're dealing with a member of the community, a lifetime Marietta resident. Founded by William D. Little in 1983 to help those in Marietta and Cobb with their mortgage needs. And today, W.D. Little's great niece, Mary Ansley Sutherland, leads the company. Mary Ansley and her team can help you with first mortgages, second mortgages, refinancing, or any other need you may have. Why not take advantage of historically low rates now? Pick up the phone and give her a call. Even if you have a mortgage question, her team is a reference for help. At W.D. Little Mortgage, Mary Ansley Sutherland and her team love what they do and would love to help you. Look to W.D. Little Mortgage, your hometown personal lender, just off the square in Marietta. Or call Mary Ansley today at 770-425-6267 or visit them online at wdlittle.com. W.D. Little Mortgage, Georgia Residential Mortgage Licensee 5680, NMLS number 169055, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
Engineer Solutions of Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG now and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG now.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
ESOG now.
We're back on the Cobb Life Sunday podcast with Dr. Rob Scott. He is the president of Life University. And Dr. Scott, I appreciate you telling me all of the great things that are happening there at Life University that I, for one, had no idea was happening. But we can't talk about life without talking about chiropractors.
Absolutely.
And tell me again, you're the largest?
We're the largest single-campus chiropractic college in the world.
How many chiropractors do you turn out each year?
Oh, several hundred. I mean, I don't know the exact number. I mean, it was 1,700 students in the program at any given time. And every quarter, every 3 months, we have a graduation. Anywhere from 100 to 150 or more graduate.
And is there a way for the public to come and be worked on there? Do you do that type of thing?
Absolutely. So like any healthcare system, we have a public clinic. On our campus, it's on Barclay Circle. It's right across from Joe Lupo Family Field where they play rugby. It's called the Center for Health and Optimum Performance. And public are more than welcome to come in and be seen for chiropractic care needs in that facility.
It's like how you go to a dental school and you can get worked on, or you go to a hair school and get worked on.
Yeah,
you can
absolutely. You know, they're senior chiropractic interns. Actually, they're faculty-based practices, so you're going to see a licensed doctor, and then the interns, the senior interns who are in there are assisting the doctor in providing chiropractic care.
Do you get a discount or do you get some sort of free
as president?
Visits as president of Life University?
Well, you know, I don't actually. And the funny thing is that when you're a chiropractor, particularly when you're married to a chiropractor, you can generally get your chiropractic adjustments by people you know. However, you know, we went through, it was 7 years, 8 years of education to become a chiropractor. So we just consider that we prepaid our chiropractic care.
Okay. We're joined on the podcast by Dr. Rob Scott. He's the president of Life University. I want to go back to the prison program that you were talking about. Do you have a success story of somebody who's able to earn a degree through Life University while being incarcerated?
Yeah, we do. In fact, we've had at least three graduations at Lee Arendelle Women's Prison for incarcerated students while they're still incarcerated. But more recently, we've had individuals leave the prison system and come back into society. A couple of those have come back to Life University, to our campus, to continue on with their education at the system. One individual who came out of the system has written a book that Life University has helped them publish that essentially provides information and education to the incarcerated student on how to obtain an education, because, you know, it's available to them in various states and places, but they just don't know how to do it. So there's a whole textbook now, a roadmap that we've assisted this student to do. We have graduates who have completed the program and are now back working as advisors within the system and the program to help the incarcerated students who are in the program now navigate their way. So it's probably, I don't know the exact number of years, 3 to 4 years we've been working on this now, actually delivering courses within the compounds. And we're starting to see those graduates emerge now if they're eligible to be released. And frankly, some of them in the program aren't eligible, but they still benefit from the information because it's, you know, it's love, forgiveness, reconciliation, compassion. Those are all elements that are important features.
It sounds like Life University is really encouraging whole health, mind, body, spirit in just making your students better.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's probably the best way to look at it, depending on regardless of which discipline you go in our academic programs, that's the perspective.
And how does that affect campus life?
Well, it creates a really remarkably unique ambiance on our campus. There is not a visitor who comes to our campus when the students are there and activities are going on who doesn't make the comment, boy, the energy on this campus is like nothing I've ever experienced. And I think that's what happens when you get a group of like-minded people who are all pursuing the same purpose and mission together in one spot having the same conversation. It's truly a magical place.
We're joined on the podcast by Dr. Rob Scott. He's the president of Life University, and you've been there since 2005, and I don't want to rush you away, but after your time at Life University is done, what would you like your legacy to be?
Well, you know, the short answer is that I've made a difference. The bigger answer is that that difference has changed the way that our communities express themselves and you know, co-mingle. Life's vision, or we vision a world centered on vitalistic thinking and action. It's our vision statement because that isn't the way the world operates right now. As I've described, we have a very different perspective on things. And right now, it's probably one of the most hostile social environments we've ever been in. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
So we have a lot of work to do. So when I'm done as my tenure, you know, I hope we can look back and say we made some really good progress towards achieving that vision of a world centered on vitalistic thinking and action.
Dr. Rob Scott is the president of Life University. And if people want to find out more about Life University and find out more about you, where can we find that?
Well, you can go to our website, www.life.edu. All of our information is on there. You can go to our YouTube channels, social media channels are all through that area. And I just want to encourage right now, if you're in the Marietta or the greater Atlanta area, with individuals or yourself looking for an education, come check us out. We're a really remarkable spot. We've been regularly identified as a top 100 institution in granting degrees to students of diversity. Our bachelor's degree is recognized in the top 15 online programs in the country. Our master's in positive psychology degree online has always been recognized as well. We have innovative culinary nutrition programs and dietetics programs, and we've also been recognized as being a tremendously good value for undergraduate private education. So if you're looking for those small private class, small sizes with a great environment, 19 varsity sports on campus, 500 student athletes, including, you know, the preeminent collegiate and club rugby programs in the nation. Most people know about our rugby program. But it's a remarkable that we have that as well. And also, you know, home to Atlanta Rugby, our professional team here in town, which just won the Eastern Conference Championship this past weekend and are moving on to the Nationals next weekend.
I didn't realize they won. That's awesome.
Yeah, they did. And a clincher at the very end, if I'm not mistaken.
That is fantastic. Well, Dr. Rob Scott, president of Life University, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having us in to sharing what we do at Life University's campus here in Marietta.
I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty and a local realtor for over 28 years in Cobb County. Cobb has always been a special place to me. I've lived here, raised children here, and built a business here. Right now, many of you have a dream to buy or sell or use real estate as a means of investing. Call the team that knows the lay of the land, Drake Realty, turning dreams into reality since 1991. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Thanks for listening to the Cobb Life Sunday podcast. Be sure to listen all week long for local news from the Marietta Daily Journal. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.
Driving in the metro area can be stressful. Worried about getting in a car wreck.
The traffic perimeter is back up for mile.
Let Johnson and Alday Law Firm take away some of your stress in the event you're injured on the road. When a car wreck knocks you off course, Johnson and Alday will get you back on track. Trust the team with more than 40 years of experience. Let Johnson and Alday Law Firm help clean up the mess after any accident. Call for a free personal injury or workers' compensation case evaluation today. 678-785-9595. Or find them online at johnsonallday.com.